Final task. C. Listen to the guide's presentation and take notes.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this great exhibition about Victorian England. As I take you along the exhibition, you're going to discover why this period of history was truly a fascinating period. I will start with a brief introduction about Queen Victoria herself. The name Victorian Age comes from Queen Victoria. She was born in 1819, became Queen in 1837, and reigned until 1901. Her reign is the longest reign in British history. She was a very strong woman. She was Queen of England, but also Empress of India. In the 19th century, England had a very strong empire with colonies all over the world. Victoria once said, "The sun never sets on the British Empire." She wanted to show the power of the British Empire. This period also corresponded to the Industrial Revolution. England was a world leader at that time and was ahead of many other countries. In 1851, England organized the Great Exhibition in London, in the Crystal Palace. There were exhibits from all the colonies and the latest technological inventions. England really was technologically advanced and had, for example, the best railway system in the world, partly thanks to George and Robert Stephenson's new locomotive, the Rocket. You will see in the exhibition that this time of progress and development was also a difficult time for some people. The poor people's lives at the time were very hard. They had to work in very difficult conditions. Charles Dickens perfectly described their lives in several of his novels. He wrote Oliver Twist in 1837, for example. In this novel, he tells the story of a poor orphan who has a terrible childhood, first in the workhouse and then in the streets of London. Oliver's words, "Please, sir, I want some more," are still famous today and represent the suffering of hungry, poor people. Okay, everyone, after this introduction, let's move on to the first gallery about the Queen's life.